am so excited that you came back to the show. Thank you. Thank you so much. If it is your first time here, I want to welcome you. If you've been stopping by for a while, I hope you're having fun tuning in. I'm sorry. I've been slowing down a little bit in the production of this show. And before we get going with this particular episode, I just want to apologize and give you a heads up. Watch out for fluctuations in volume. I was just talking to some people the other day, and the platform that I produce this show on is having some problems. So, pardon the audio quality, and I'm working on it. We're going to change it up soon, people. We are. And here we go anyway. I don't care.
Strong women come out of the shadows. We have never needed you more. Strong women come out of the shadows, break down the self-serving door.
Song right there is by Maraid. She's amazing. She has appeared on this show before. The audio you just heard was shared in the studio here. And Strong Women, she's talking to the strong men out there as well. We are in such an amazing time in history right now. I can't even tell you what a relief it is to turn on the news lately without fear of being traumatized by some horrible thing that our leader might have said. But today I'm going to talk about our bodies. Did I ever tell you I'm a personal trainer? If you are new here to the show, I welcome you. I'm talking about energy all of the time, the highs and lows of life, authenticity. Who are you when you close your eyes? I'm going to be sharing an affirmation today at the end of this episode, but I'm also going to be sharing a little bit of a stretch with you. So if you're in the mood for a little bit of lower back strength and such, I haven't done this in a while. I hope you have fun listening. Did you happen to watch the inauguration the other day? Wow, what a crazy time we are in. I have a feeling a lot of people didn't watch it. I think some people still are of the mind that politics doesn't really affect them. It's not their cup of tea, even in the midst of the problems that we find ourselves in right now. I want you to know right now that it is my opinion that it isn't any one person's fault. It's no country's fault. It's no fault of China or Trump, the Catholic Church, whatever you want to blame. Life happens. It is what it is, as our former president said. And hopefully things will get a lot better. We're going to have some fun today on the show right now. I'm Maria. Strong Body, Strong Soul is the show that you are visiting. If you didn't realize that when you pushed that button right there, I will be right back. We are going to be talking about health and the law of attraction. That's right. Our physical bodies could use some attention after all the strain that we've been going through lately. So I'll be right back. You know, before I get to the exercise segment here, I just wanted to share with you, when I was watching the news earlier, I started to tear up. I'm so filled with hope. Climate change. Finally, we have an intelligent leader that is recognizing that something really is happening in this world. From an energetic perspective, of course, I know, and you know, that the planet will survive, no matter what we as humans do. But undoubtedly, there are things we can do to help minimize the damage and to help make our lives here a little better. It was so interesting today when I was listening to some of the world leaders in our globe, Canada and Mexico, are coordinating without the country in the middle. For the last 4 years, I heard from leaders from India, South Korea, Germany, France. They are all coordinating to try and help. And finally, we are getting back in the game. I'm so hopeful. And it's so fascinating because I was listening to John Kerry speak about how, yes, we need to take care of our own country, be a good example, make changes, create jobs in alternative energy, business, work on our manufacturing, all sorts of stuff. But he was also very aware that we need to coordinate with other countries in the world. It doesn't help. No matter what we do, if other countries are not participating in the plan, it doesn't work. We are all so connected. And that is what this show is about. So today, I'm going to go ahead and make some time for you guys in the middle of a busy day. So busy. How does this happen? People all around me, in my house, in my studio. Before we get going, too, I just wanted to alert you to the fact that you can follow me, Strong Body, Strong Soul, on Instagram and YouTube and Facebook. I have been offering Tuesday evening meditations at 7 p.m. California time. You can find me on Facebook if you would like to access those. They've been amazing. Last week, we did an amazing body scan meditation. So important to get in touch with your body and get grounded. I also just joined the Clubhouse app. If you're a member of that app, please do go ahead and find me. I am Maria Humphreys at Maria Speaks. That is my handle because that is what I do. Maria Speaks. Please don't send me messages for invites because I don't have any. It's kind of exclusive right now. It's in the beta stages. It's the Clubhouse app. I also am soon going to be offering some of my classes on the Insight Timer meditation app. I'm really excited about that. I've been missing teaching in person. So I'm changing focus a little bit. But speaking of focus, I'd like to invite you to stand up in a comfortable place and join me for the following stretch. And then I'll be back with an affirmation for you guys, strong women and strong men out there, or whatever you like to call yourselves. If you're in a, what is it called? Non-binary stage? Anyway, okay, here we go. I don't have very much time, so I'm only going to do them from a standing position right now. But I have been sitting for a long time right now this morning, and I need to stretch my back, my lower and my upper back. So I invite you to join me. I'm standing up with my feet hip distance apart. They are directly below my hips. I'm going to bend my knees slightly. just softening my knees. Remember, you never want to lock out your knees. You don't want to lock out your joints when they have full weight on them. Same thing with push-ups and plank. Don't lock out your elbows. It's not good for your shoulders. So right now we're standing upright. I invite you to close your eyes. With your eyes closed, I want your gaze looking completely forward. Forward. I want you to feel the top of your head reaching up. Each inhale, I want you to get taller. Actually, imagine the top of your head is getting further away from your tailbone. You're feeling your neck stretch. I invite you to relax your shoulders. Allow your shoulders to sink towards the ground away from your ears. I invite you to stretch your lower back just a tiny bit by gently adjusting your hips. I want your hips to actually roll forward just a little bit. It's going to cause your tailbone to tuck and point towards the ground just a little bit. This simple adjustment of your hips is going to cause you to hold in your lower abs. It's engaging your lower abs, stretching your lower back just a little bit, all the while thinking about the energy that's going from your tailbone to the top of your head, elongating that spine. Shoulders are slightly back, standing as tall as you can. Inhale, get taller. Exhale. Feel your skeleton get more settled. I want to invite you to gently fold forward just a little bit, bending your knees a little bit more and placing your hands on your thighs right above your knees. I want your fingertips to point inwards a little bit towards the inside. All your fingers are on the inside part of your leg. This allows your elbows to bend slightly. Your shoulders are relaxed. You're allowing gravity to fold you forward. Your gaze is actually looking at the floor. Lean over a little bit more so that your gaze is towards your feet. Keep that tailbone tucked to stretch that lower back. And actually, force your lower back and your mid back up towards the ceiling, putting a little bit of pressure on your hands, keeping your elbows bent. Just allow your back to go up towards the ceiling. Your head isn't going anywhere. Your legs are staying still. Just your spine is going up. And then allow your spine to arch downwards. Your belly and your chest are going towards the floor. And your tailbone is going up slightly. Your gaze is going to come up a little bit. Looking forward a little bit. Your back is arching towards the ground now. With your hands on your legs, gently applying pressure. Come back up again, arching that back up. Your back is arched up towards the ceiling, up. This is called a cat position, like an angry hissing cat, with your back up, putting gentle pressure on your hands. Now let's incorporate the breath. When you're in this cat position, arching up, you breathe in. And when you exhale, you allow your spine to sag towards the ground and your head to come up. So you're looking slightly forward, just a little bit. breathe out. You're sagging, sway back towards the ground. This is called a cow position. Like a cow in a field. Sway back, allowing your belly to go towards the floor. Your tailbone's going to come up and point at the ceiling a little bit, actually. So your head and your tailbone are coming up just a little bit. Imagine your body is a little bit of a U shape. Then you breathe in and come back up into that cat position again with your back coming towards the ceiling, your head going down towards the floor. Your tailbone is tucking towards the ground. It's an upside down U now. Breathing in. And exhale, back to that sway back cow position. And breathe in, come back to that cat. Now I invite you to release your hands from above your knees. Allow your back to come into a neutral position like a table, flat. You're folding from your waist. No more arch. But keep your lower back strong, keeping straight, keeping your tailbone straight out behind you, keeping your lower abs tight, folding. Allow your arms to just dangle. You're not trying to touch the ground. Allow your head to feel the weight of gravity taking you towards the floor, keeping your back straight. You are not trying to touch the ground. You are not trying to fold over toward your knees and legs. You are just folded forward like a table. Someone could put a tray on your back. Keeping your knees soft. I invite you to take a breath in and rise slowly up to standing, keeping your chin tucked towards your chest. Come all the way up to standing. Not until your shoulders are all the way upright do you lift your head to look forward again. I invite you to interlace your hands behind your back, behind your tailbone, behind your butt, keeping your arms straight. Interlace your fingers and actually pull your arms towards the ground, a little bit away from your body to open up that chest. I invite you to lower your chin towards your chest to get a neck stretch. Just relax. Pull those arms towards the ground. I invite you to raise those arms a little bit higher behind you. Arms straight, shoulders coming towards each other behind you. Creating a crease in your upper back, keeping your lower back strong. Release those arms. Keep your legs still, your hips still. I invite you to turn your upper body towards the left. Your chest is going to face the left of you. Face the wall to your left. Come back to center again. Turn to the right, keeping your legs and hips still. Your arms are not involved. Your shoulders are held back. Your chest is upright. Your gaze is forward. Come back to center. That's just a little bit of a twist. Tiny bit. I'll do more another time. Despite the noises in the background, you can relax and stretch. I hope you enjoyed that stretch. Sorry for the background sounds there. I am going to go ahead and remind you that you can go to the Apple Podcast platform to leave a review about this show if you like, or you can check the show notes and see the website that I've recently created. It has all of the episodes, hundreds of them, over 400 episodes here at the Strong Body, Strong Soul show that are all available for you. Make sure that you pay attention to the titles. I am not bluffing. If it says Wacky Wednesday, it's going to be silly. If it says interview with Barbara Faison, for instance, it's going to be about meditation. If it says stretching, what's the title of this episode? I forget. Anyway, go ahead, reach out to me through strongbodystrongsoul@gmail.com, by the way, is my email address. If you'd like to get in touch, have any questions or comments, or if you'd like to collaborate in some way. I also wanted to let you know that you can go ahead and find me, of course, on the Clubhouse app, on Instagram, on YouTube. I have been releasing some card readings over there on YouTube as well. And Tuesday night meditations, if you'd like to join, please do. Here we go with today's affirmation. And I won't be back afterwards. So thank you again for stopping by. I am Maria, just in case you forget. And I'll talk to you soon. I love you. Bye. This right here is from my book, Daily Affirmations for the Inner Child by Raquel Lerner. Nurturing is the title. My inner child is a wonderful part of me. The child inside me is afraid, and she doesn't quite know why. My inner child wants to curl up in a ball and leave the living to those who know how to grow up and be successful at it. My child inside peers through a crack to see what everyone else does and then tries to mimic what she sees. Yet, when she mimics, she doesn't always get it quite right. Today, I will cuddle my child within. I will encourage her to let go of at least one fear. I will take her for a ride, and together we will throw the fear out of the window and wave goodbye to it. Today, I will encourage my inner child to be who she was created to be. If she is a quiet child, that's okay. If she is a playful child, that's okay too. Today, I will let my inner child know I'm glad she is alive and a wonderful part of me.
Examine them right, dissect the species, break up the barriers.